For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
What's going on, everybody, and welcome back to the Deep Rabbit Hole Field Podcast. I'm here with my co-host Ryan, and actually here with my co-host James, who's out here in New York, recording an in-person session here. I guess Ryan's virtual, but we're together here in my apartment. Today's podcast, we're going to be doing our personal awards. These aren't predictions, but they're like who we would give them to, and also playoff predictions. The playoffs just around the corner, starting on Friday. Very excited for that. So yeah, let's get into it. Let's start with awards. So we'll do this as we usually do, you know, go through every award individually. And I guess we'll start with MVP. I'll start MVP for me. We'll go to the AL first. Let's just do all the AL awards and we'll go back to the NL because the AL is a better league. All right. AL MVP, I think this should be very easy. And universal should be the consensus. Aaron Judge is the AL MVP. James.
I'm going to go with Judge, but I don't think it should be universal or consensus.
It is the consensus.
There's definitely an argument to be made.
What's the argument?
Well, I mean, he's a pitcher and a hitter. So? And a hitter. Can Judge pitch?
I don't know. So? Yeah, but like, so what is it? What does that mean?
That means that he's more valuable.
No, it does not. That's objectively false.
Ohtani is the first player in the history of the MLB to qualify as a hitter and a pitcher.
Yeah, and
Judge is the first player in the history of the American League to hit 62 homers. Cool.
I'm fairly confident in saying as well, Cabrera might be the first player to play like a certain amount of innings and record 7 outfield assists. Should he win Gold Glove because it's the first time it's ever happened?
Yes.
Nope.
Okay, that's fair. No, I agree. Okay, I agree with you. Right. I mean, I pick Judge as well. I agree with Jack. I don't think this is a debate anymore. I think we've reached a point where the war gap is large enough where we have actual data that proves that, you know, the error margin for war is about a couple tenths of a win. Ohtani's value, if you want to argue, well, the roster spot, you know, he's a pitcher and a hitter, that's inherent value. Well, what do you value him with? Do you give him the potential war output that the Angels can get from that 26 spot? Do you give him the value that they actually got from that spot? I feel like that's team dependent. The Angels probably didn't get any value out of that spot because they have a really shitty, you know, they're a really bad team. You know, and then kind of wrap this up a little bit. There's a 6th starter in that rotation, most likely, you know, has something to do with Ohtani. Ohtani does clog up that DH spot. So you need to carry extra defense first players. You need to kind of, and not to say that Ohtani's a detriment to a roster's value, but you could easily make the argument. You kind of have to build a couple of things in your roster around Ohtani and that kind of balances out that extra roster spot that's open. Do I think war for pitchers is perfect? Do I think war in general is perfect? No. But I do think we've reached a point where that gap, you know, when we're talking about a 2-win gap, you know, you've kind of have a definitively better player in a single season sample. You know, if it was like 11 war for Judge and 10.5 for Ohtani, I'd probably vote for Ohtani. But it's 11 for Judge or 10.5 to 11 for Judge versus like 9 for Ohtani. We've reached the point where that's no longer an argument you can make, because if you want to argue two-way players inherently have 2 wins off rip, I mean, I think that's stupid. There's no math that would give you that number. I think it's a lot of Ohtani's historically great. That's phenomenal, but we don't vote based on history. We vote based on, you know, better player. That's what the MVP should be. That's what it's supposed to be. You know, I understand people are going to talk about, well, you know, and Judge is on a winning team, but that doesn't matter to me. Judge could be on the worst team ever. Ohtani could be on the best team ever. My vote would not change. Judge is a better player this year.
That's a stupid argument given that Ohtani won it last year and the Angels were horrible.
Yeah. Right. We have a precedent already. Trout's won the MVP. A-Rod's won it. Bad teams win MVPs all the time.
All the time. It's not basketball. It's not football.
And it really shouldn't be in any sport, but that's just, you know, immaterial. But
I have at least a precedent with baseball. I think of the NBA, the precedent's a lot. We're not there.
NBA is like the one sport, sure, maybe. The NFL, like,
well, because you can't be the MVP of the NBA and your team sucks because one player could carry
it. I agree. I think NBA is a little different. I don't think NFL is that different because, like, QB wins are not at, like, wins are not a QB stop, but typically if you have – because of just how important QBs are, if you have an elite QB who's supposed to be the MVP, then the team is good. So that's
kind of different. Like, you could put, you know, 2004 Barry Bonds on the Marlins, they'd still suck.
Yeah, but if you put, like, I don't know, 2016 Matt Ryan on the, I don't know, what
on the Bears,
they'd still be a good team. Yeah. So
I mean, it's Yeah, I mean, it's definitely an argument that people make, but I think
it's a dumb argument.
It's a dumb argument, and it doesn't really factor into this at all. Judge isn't winning it because he's the best player on the best team. He's winning it because he's the best player.
Yeah.
And then if we move on to the Cy Young, I think we have a consensus here. It's Justin Verlander.
We got a consensus.
Yeah.
I said Ohtani.
Picked Ohtani. I think it's a good take. I don't think it's a bad take. I think it's hard for me to not give it to a guy in Verlander who's kind of done what he's done all year, ERA-wise.
I like Ohtani more than Verlander, so I picked Ohtani.
That's fair. It's tough.
I'm the box. I just like Ohtani more than Verlander, so I picked him.
Yeah, average. Jack. Like, yeah, I mean.
I respect it. I would pick, I would want to go with, like, you know, Gosman, but he's a Blue Jay. So,
Whoa.
Well, anyways. Rookie of the year, we have to have a consensus.
Rookie of the year?
It has to be Julio Rodriguez.
I picked Julio Rodriguez, but I think he definitely could be Adley.
I think you would have had a better argument if, you know, Adley called up earlier, but
still so elite. Like, he's so
– He's
like, clearly the best catcher in baseball. There's really
– Yeah, but I still think, like, if we're ranking the top 25 players in the league going into next year, you're still
Rodriguez is the better player.
Better player. He had the better season. He's the rookie.
No, I agree. I don't think it's, like, I think it's definitely – like, for me, it didn't really – it wasn't that hard of a decision, but I think it's kind of close, and I could see the argument for Adley.
I think the Rookie of the Year race for the American League is closer than the MVP race.
That's how I kind of see it.
Definitely. Yeah. I think Adley, maybe, you know, if he would have played a little bit more, you know, whatever it may be, you know, Rodriguez and Adley are like, these are two of the best players at their position. It's an example of, hey, if you have a really fucking good prospect, please give them playing time. You don't have to let them rot in AAA for a year and a half if they're playing well. Literally. Be aggressive with these young guys.
Yeah, so if you move on again, manager of the year in the American League, it's got to be
Brandon Hyde.
Did not go with Brandon Hyde.
Really?
I know you guys are going to have you're not going to like this, but I went with Kevin Cash. He's the best decision maker out of any manager. I know that when Kevin Cash
think Kevin Cash could go third. I still think it's got to be Francona or Hyde.
I don't think it has to. I think your team.
Cash is the best manager, but
you influenced me.
So he should win it. He's the manager of the year. I think team record's a little bit overplayed. In
England was supposed to suck and they're good. Same thing with the Orioles.
If you take Terry Francona and replace him with Jack, they still win 85, 86 games.
I strongly disagree with that.
Yeah, I think
if you take the Rays and replace him with Jack, they it's the same shit. Kevin Cash, to be fair, because I would buy into what Kevin Cash is doing as much as Kevin Cash does. It's not like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not, first of all, also managers, like, I don't know, managers, I do think there's actually a clubhouse impact. I'm not really sure how much it actually impacts like play on the field, but being a player's manager does mean something. And I think to not look at win-loss record would kind of be like insinuating that managers have no value, which means there's no point in the award to begin with. I don't think managers really impact the game that much in a win-loss sense, but unless you're like Tony La Russa and you're actually like really a detriment to the team. But like, I don't know. I don't really think managers do much anyway, so it's kind of like whatever. Like, it doesn't really matter that much. I think there are very few net positive managers, and I think there are very few net negative managers, but, you know.
Yeah, but for every.
But think about it. Like, the Orioles are supposed to win 60 games, and they won 84. Like, this is or 80, whatever. That, I think it was, like, 84, right?
And at almost to an extent, like, you look at the Manager of the Year award, and it's really just, like, surprise team of the year.
Yeah.
Or, like.
That's fair. But, I mean,
like, fine. Year, you know?
How many managers can say that? I mean, Kevin Cash's job is, how many pitchers is he dealing with a year that he's managing? How many players is he dealing with a year that he's managing? The Rays operate in they're very robotic in how they operate. I mean, I could make the argument Kevin Cash's job is a little more unique than the jobs of other managers right now.
Just, you know, he's
just puppy. There. Yeah. He's a robot. Like, he doesn't. Yeah, like, also, I think he'd probably agree, like, the analyst team will make a better lineup than he can, you know? Like, it's not – it's like, the best managers are the managers that just give the reins up to the analytics department.
Yeah.
And they're, like, fun in the clubhouse. Like, you know,
honestly, but I could say that, you know, being – I mean, we don't know what – you know, I think that you mentioned, like, impact to a clubhouse. We don't know how well liked these guys are in their clubhouses. It could come out in 2 or 3 years that Terry Francona, you know, was a little out of touch with guys in the locker room, right? Like Joe Girardi almost won manager of the year in 2017 with that Yankee squad. And it comes out in the offseason that those players didn't really like Joe Girardi, even though they played very well with him. You know, it's one of those things where I think it's hard to kind of quantify or even try to get, you know, as a voter, hey, how much did this guy, how much was this guy liked by the clubhouse? You're not going to be polling every player like, hey, do you like your manager? Yes or no. Because that's, you know, players not going to throw out their manager like that, even if they get that guarantee of being unanimous or not unanimous, fucking anonymous. What was I saying? But, you know, I think Cash is well liked. He stayed with the organization for a while. He manages a bunch of different guys. He manages them well. He makes good decisions. The Rays never really get outmanaged. They are consistently making good decisions. And I think, you know, whether it's Kevin Cash in the analytics department, he's the manager. So I just put him as manager of the year. You can disagree. I don't think he's going to win it, but that's my pick.
I think Hyde will probably win it. But I also think that, you know, with manager of the year, it's kind of random. And I think Francona might win it just off the basis.
I think Francona will win it. Yeah, because they made the playoffs. And, like, he's an old guy and the Raiders like him.
Yeah, Francona's likable.
He definitely is deserving of it.
Yeah. He also, didn't he last year miss a lot of time due to like personal sickness? Yeah. So there's like a feel good story with this as well. So, you know, there's some feel good story here, you know, kind of like a comeback player.
Yeah, like, you know, like Tony La Russa, he missed a bunch of time.
Yeah.
He's going to come back next year. The White Sox are going to win the World Series. He's not even
exactly
managing, but he'll still win it.
Exactly. You know, it's
all right. And so we're moving on to the National League now.
Let's go in the National League. Yeah. MVP. This one's going to be kind of split. I think there's a couple different guys you go with here.
Yeah, I mean, people really, to be honest, aren't talking about this award as much. And that's interesting to me because it might be the closest one out of all of them.
Probably.
I think it is, but it's not getting a lot because most of the players, like...
kind of mid.
Yeah.
It's kind of a mid.
I mean, not mid. Well, obviously, they're like top five players in the league this
year. Mid relative to, like, Aaron Judge and Ohtani. Like, it's...
Yeah, like, Ohtani would unanimously win the
NL. Yeah, and so would Judge. So Judge is going to... Yeah, it wouldn't be... I mean, so, probably, like, is there anybody else in the AL that would probably win it?
So. Maybe Yordan. Maybe Yordan would win. I think Verlander would have a shot. I think they'd have a shot.
Machado.
I went with Arenado.
I went with Goldschmidt. I know Goldschmidt doesn't have the WAR advantage, but it's by what 0.1 point something. But he just is so much of a better hitter, and so
yeah,
you know,
but,
I just figured
I think he's a better defender for these two.
Yeah, like Arenado, the defensive value at third base when they're so like elite there. I don't really care that much about WAR. Like at the end of the day, like I care about WAR, and it's a good baseline to start with, but I mainly picked them because I think the defensive gap in value makes up for the hitting.
I mean, WAR agrees, so but it's like 1.1
point support. I didn't pick it because of WAR. I'm just saying it's like the thought process, you know.
Yeah, it's like
okay.
It's not just because of WAR, but at the same time, like it does have some value when you're looking at an MVP case. Like I think the top, you know, 3, 4, 5 guys in the NL all have a decent shot, and they all have an argument. I think you could even make an argument for Sandy Alcantara to win it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you could too.
Probably. I thought about it. I definitely thought about that.
And then even a guy like Mookie Betts or Freddie Freeman, potentially depending on what you value, but I'm going to go Machado. And, you know, he's been very consistent this year. Like front to back, just a great year. I think he's put up, 7.2, 7.3 WAR. So I'm going to go with him, but
I also like Machado a lot more than Arenado. Like, I don't know why I didn't pick Machado. But
that's fair. I mean, one thing that's interesting about this MVP debate is
two slides. It'll be the first slide will be, I picked Ohtani over Verlander because I like him more. And the second slide will be, I should have picked Machado over Arenado because I like him more. no, but we move on. The Cy Young in the National League.
Yeah,
it's unanimous, right?
Yeah, yeah.
My pick before the season paid off. I should have put some money. Actually, I shouldn't have because gambling is illegal for people under 21 in America, unless you live in Arizona. But that's besides the point. Sandy Alcantara, definitely deserving. Pretty clear. I liked him coming in the season because he's going to throw so many innings, and he's just a really good pitcher. He got even better this year, so happy to see that I was right about that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anyone else. I saw some people arguing that it should be Carlos Rodon.
Or, like, also Julio Urias. That's really just Dodgers fans, though.
Or people who just want to talk about how he has 20 wins. I think he had 20 wins. Or like
also, let's just be real here. Like, okay, I don't want to – I know that I'm a big stat guy.
I think dark horse pick, Jose Quintana.
Cardinals. Quintana's cool. So, but, like, here's the thing. If you're citing Sierra for the Cy Young, go fuck yourself. Like, honestly, like, if you're sitting here saying Alcantara isn't, his season is not impressive because of his XFIP, go fuck yourself. No, seriously. Like, well, I mean, hate you. I don't like you. Like, I don't like you. Like, it's like a personal thing. Like, I do not like you. We cannot be friends. Like, I disagree. Like, I could disagree with someone over Otani versus Judge, still be friends after. We're cool. You know, it's baseball. Sandy Alcantara saying his season's overrated, like saying he shouldn't win the Cy Young because of Sierra. Like, you should go fuck yourself. Like, well, you're watching this match. Watch the games.
Like, you got to... I think Sierra generally underrates ground balls.
Yeah, it does. I guess.
And Sandy gets so many ground balls that you can't properly use that to say who he is as a pitcher. He's always been a quote-unquote ERA merchant.
Well, no, he's kind of sucked in 2019. He was like an ERA merchant in 2019, 2020. He wasn't very good. Then he got a lot better last year.
Yeah, he's also just cool. Year, he's
been one of the best pitchers in baseball. It's cool what he's doing because obviously in a historical sense, it's really not that impressive that he's thrown this many innings. But given that he's thrown 40 more than second place.
Yeah, and the climate. It's kind of like what Wheeler did last year. But it's also like the climate of pitching now is just like, you know, you got a baby these guys' arms or whatever. But like,
and Sandy's going out there throwing 101 miles per hour.
Doesn't really matter. Yeah.
I just want to point like, dude, he throws a fucking 100 mile per hour fastball on pitch like 120 in the ninth inning to finish off a complete game. Like, I'm sorry, you're just
like seven or six complete games.
Yeah, if you want to cite some guy throwing a nine, you know, some guy finishing off a six inning start where he has a sub two Sierra and say that's why she won the Cy Young, like you're just a loser. Like, you don't respect baseball. You don't respect what baseball's about. And it's about, you know, going out and being a fucking man sometimes and putting on, you know, putting on a show, nine innings, you know, give me nine innings. Stop going to the bullpen. You know, weak losers, they go, manager, three times. It's the third time doing the order. Get me out. Sandy Alcantara's a fucking man. He goes in there, third time through the order, fourth time through the order, 101 pitches. His arm's fucking falling off. 100, 100, 100.
Honestly, I wonder what would happen, like, if Kevin Cash was Sandy Alcantara's manager.
If Kevin Cash was his manager, Kevin Cash should get fired. Like, anyone who would not let Sandy Alcantara pitch nine innings should get fired. They're a fucking loser. Like, you should be fired, and on, like, the pink slip, it says, because you're a fucking loser. Not because, like, you know what I'm saying?
I'm passionate about this.
I wonder what the Marlins manager, whoever it is next year, because Mattingly's leaving.
It's going to be me.
I wonder what happens next year with him, if he's going to throw as many innings. He might even get traded.
That would be so good. Imagine that trade to the Yankees.
If he got traded to the Yankees, I'm not even joking right now. I would just become the biggest ERA merchant ever. Like, fuck Garrett Cole, suck my balls. He
doesn't care about winning.
No, but like, that's not really my point. It's like the Marlins might be best off trading him. And I think definitely could get a massive package for him. Because obviously Cy Young winner, I think he's like two years left. No, he signed a massive extension, 5 years, right? Long.
Yeah, I wouldn't trade him. I would keep him, trade Lopez, get like a good position player back, you know, trade one of those.
Traded Lopez early, but sold high.
They should
on
have
him.
Taken the deal with Peraza and Pereira.
Well, either way.
And wasn't it Torres too? Was Torres
there? I still have it as Peraza and Pereira.
If they get like a Torres and a prospect, like, you know, I think that's good value for them. They need to just get a position player that's good.
And our rookie of the year, is it to Brave? You said which one?
Spencer Strider. I love Spencer Strider. I like him too. Like, he's cool. I like him more than Harris.
Do a chop.
Why do you like him more than Harris, Jack?
I like him more than Harris because he's cool.
Because he's cool. What makes him cool and not Harris cool?
Well, Harris is also cool, but Harris bothers me because he's like a 3 walk percentage. Like, I know it doesn't really matter, like, in the grand scheme of results.
Okay, wait. Time out. So you were giving me shit because you were the say no to walks thing. It's getting overblown, and now you're over here fucking citing the guy's walk percentage when he's hitting tanks.
Yeah, but I'm not like 8.08. I'm not like jacking off to like a.
That's not what I do anymore. Really, I
no, no, you stopped, but like other people continued. So
okay, sounds like
you're right about this. Ryan started the whole no walker on Twitter, where like, you know, everyone gets like insanely erect over like a no walk starter. It's so fucking annoying. You have no idea. It's like Dylan Cease, like, ooh, bad pitcher because he walks away. It's so annoying.
I didn't say Dylan Cease was bad.
No, but like, I saw that. I was like, say no to walks at Ryan Garcia. So the whole Ryan like Twitter stuff, like, you see like the 50-year-old white man that hate him, and then like the cult that loves him. It's like, it's so funny. Like, it's the polar opposite of Twitter. Like, at least me,
it's terrible.
Like, dislikes me, but you have like a whole cult, you know.
Hey man. Maybe next time you could be, you know, the one. You can next time you can maybe get your make-a-wish, and that was my make-a-wish. So you know.
That was your make-a-wish.
Yeah, it's like, you know, have
a cult on Twitter.
Yeah,
right.
I think it's a pretty reasonable one.
Okay, so I think with Strider, what's interesting is his FIP is so low. Like,
that means his WAR is high.
WAR is super high.
What's his WAR?
4.9.
James, your hands are really small.
Okay, I just looked up his WAR.
Small hands. You know what small hands mean?
Dude, what the fuck?
Do you not have? I have small hands, man. Small hands is not bad.
Normal size hands.
I have small hands. Shout out my girlfriend. She knows what that means.
4.9 WAR for
Yeah, 4.9 WAR on Strider.
4.8 for Harris. I think
Strider's
overvalued by WAR.
That just means Strider's.
And I'm gonna go with Harris for the rookie of the year.
It's like we're having a little incident outside right now. Anyways, Ryan.
I went with Harris. They have a similar F WAR, but Harris has a better R WAR, and that's kind of one thing.
I don't give a shit about WAR.
Whoa! It was just I said it was one thing.
I'm like falling off the couch.
They're like, dude, like per rate basis, they're very similar, man. Like they're both really elite. They're both phenomenal players. Both of them over a full season would rack up X amount of value, whatever. And it comes down to, you know what? It literally comes down to that fine out of a detail. These are two really fucking good players. The Braves are incredible at what they do in terms of player development. I know that they're they took advantage of Michael Harris already financially. Spencer Strider's about to have his mom, dad, and whoever is related to him stuck on some island for the next 6 months until he signs some awful contract.
We got a free Spencer Strider.
Yeah, we do, dude. I'm like concerned for. I'm concerned because it's in, like I'm worried for. I'm worried for Dansby Swanson if he leaves. Like if he leaves, the fucking PR job they're gonna pull is to like make him like one of the least liked Braves. Like they did a good job with Freeman with like making him like a villain. They're gonna do that same shit with Dansby, bro. They're good at this shit. Like, I respect it.
I think they
respect it.
Bogarts.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's move on to.
NL
comeback player. Comeback player of the year.
We skipped on the AL because it's a fake award.
No, we're not skipping it. Albert Pujols should be the NL comeback player of the year.
He's not coming back from
anything. He came back from being a fucking, like from sucking. Like,
all right. NL manager of the year. There's options here, but it's weird because there's no real, like, exceeded expectations team in the National League. You can't.
Yes. What the fuck literally are you doing, Dave Roberts.
Right? You can't, like, every team in the NL who's in the playoffs was kind of expected to be that
yes,
way.
Yes, but, like, the Dodgers.
I was on the Buck Showalter train until they kind of fell off the face of the earth right before the season ended.
The NL East is over. It's
okay, so either way, I think NL manager of the year, I'll pick Dave Roberts.
Dave Roberts.
You can make an argument for Brian Snitker.
I think Dave Roberts.
You can make an argument for Bob Melvin.
Dave Roberts. No, you couldn't. Dave Roberts. Where's Jackson? Jackson would agree with me, I think.
I think if you voted for Bob Melvin, you would just have to vote for Buck Showalter because Buck Showalter is just like, you know, in terms of like taking a team that's sub 500. You got what I'm saying. Like, I think Bob Melvin will only get the vote based on like the Padres went from bad to a playoff team. You could argue Rob Thompson, but like, I don't know if he's the reason
that's
why.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one, but I like Dave Roberts.
Yeah, I think Dave Roberts is the best answer.
Because like, the Phillies were so bad when they fired Girardi, and then they kind of went off, and obviously they made the playoffs. They're the sixth seed, but you know we'll see. That I think they have a real shot to beat the Cardinals. We'll get into that.
Yeah, man, they're a good team. Like they played better without Girardi,
and they were not looking like a good team. I know part of that was a few injuries here and there, but after they fired Girardi, they've been really good. So make that argument.
They didn't have Harper for a good period of time with Thompson and they stood afloat. And that was kind of the difference. If they sunk their season without Harper, it's a good chance they maybe, you know, sell off a guy like Eflin or maybe Segura or whoever it may be. If they were really, really bad, which it looked like they would have been when Harper went down and they didn't. I agree with Jack. Dave Roberts managed the best post-integration team, arguably, we've ever seen in terms of like production. So Dave Roberts, you know, it's tough because there's no Kevin Cash in this division for me to suck off. But you know, that was a really poor choice of words for a podcast, and I apologize to.
It's gonna be great with
that. No, it's not. But I would have given it to Craig Counsell. Fuck Craig Counsell.
I did want to give it to him if the Brewers made the playoffs.
Oil Marble. Do we consider him? Because like
pool. Yeah. Oil. Would you just call him Oil Marble?
Oh, I read the name wrong. Sorry, dude. I'm sorry.
Like Ennings and Arenado, and
Arenado sounds better than Arenado. Arenado sounds cool. Right, Arenado.
Hey, moving on. Arenado.
We're moving on to playoff predictions now.
Playoff predictions. Okay. So, all right. In the American League,
I'll let James take it because James is taking over.
We've got two wild card matchups now. The new playoff format. We got the 6-seeded Tampa Bay Rays at the 3-seeded Cleveland Guardians for a 3-game series, all in Cleveland. Got the 5-seed Seattle Mariners at the 4-seed Toronto Blue Jays. These will be fun series, especially the Mariners Blue Jays series. I'm really excited for that one. Those pitching matchups will be great with two of the best offenses in the league. And so we'll see. We'll start with Ryan. Why don't you go first? Who do you have winning each of these series?
Ryan, go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, for the wild cards, I have the Mariners taking down the Blue Jays. Not confident in that one. That's just like, I think either team could go out and like win that. I don't want Toronto fucking, I'm scared of Toronto fans because they're scary.
Scared of Canadians?
Dude, they're just, I don't like talking to them. So I don't want them to talk
to me. To show my house and I would not be remotely frightened.
Dude, three Canadians show up to my house. I'm not scared.
My house, throw poutine at me. Like, I'm not, dude, not remotely scared.
The Toronto NPCs are they're very prevalent. There are a lot of NPCs.
Their leader is Griffin, by the way.
Oh, I like Griffin, though. Griffin's my guy. He's number one NPC. My dog.
He's
the
number one NPC. Like, all his tweets are like, they all bang and just like post some like Fangraph screenshots.
I respect the fuck out of it.
He's like a W Michigan Yankees, but Yankees he listens to 20 hours of podcasts a day.
All right.
Then the other one, I picked the Rays because Kevin Cash, the manager of the year, is gonna manage his way. I just picked the Rays because if I don't pick the Rays, and they go on to win that series,
these NPCs will come for you.
No, I'm just gonna, I don't want to jinx it. So like, I don't think, so here's, I'm picking, I'm picking against, I'm picking for the Rays. Cause every time I like dick ride the Rays, they do shit. So I need to dick ride them. So the Rays are going to win that series, man.
All right. I'll go next. Cause I want to go next. And James is busy texting his friends.
That's exactly what I'm doing.
Mariners, Blue Jays, Mariners are going to sweep this one. Take it. The first two, it'll be over. Won't be close.
I disagree with that.
All right, well, you can get to it in a sec. And then for Guardians and Guardians and Rays, I'll take the Guardians in three here. I think they'll win the McClanahan and Rasmussen start, but they'll lose the Glasnow start.
So I'm going to go Guardians in three. And then I'm going to go Mariners in three. I'm really, really worried as an honorary Mariners fan that they're going to pitch Robbie Ray in game two against Kevin Gausman. That will not end well for them at all.
Robbie Ray's not bad. First of all, can Robbie Ray enter the country of Canada legally?
Out of the rule, I think. September 30th, the rule is gone from what I remember.
Yeah, but can he like re-enter America? Because there was the American rule.
That's the
other. Yeah, I think he can.
I thought if you're an American citizen, you can, though. I don't know what the rules are.
It doesn't matter.
I think they can.
It doesn't matter. He'll probably be able to enter both countries.
Yeah, he'll probably get his fake passport.
And yeah, he'll be Antonio Brown. But
continue.
But if you, if you pitch him in game two, that's your third best option. So it's Gilbert, Kirby, and then Ray, in my opinion. Obviously, Castillo is going to get the ball in game one. And I like Castillo in that game. Although Manoah is a very good pitcher and
Castillo is much better.
Has an offensive advantage. But the Mariners' bullpen is just so much better that I trust them. Obviously, I know that Kikuchi's been pitching really well out of the back end of the Blue Jays' bullpen recently, which is an odd little phenomenon. But
a $12 million back end of the reliever arm has been okay.
But, you know, it's an extra arm for them, especially given that Julian Merriweather's been fucking horrible. In the National League, then, we've got the 6-seed Philadelphia Phillies at the 3-seed St. Louis Cardinals, and then the 5-seeded Padres at the 4-seeded Mets. So, Ryan, take it away.
All right, so I think Mets, and then I'm going to take the Cardinals because I think I know I'm taking the two higher seeds. I know that's like kind of basic, whatever. But I think the Mets are a much better team than the Padres are. You know, it's a 3-game series. Anything can happen. So I'm not saying the Mets are guaranteed going to go advance. Same way I feel with the Cardinals and the Phillies. I know the Phillies have really good pitching and their lineup any given day can go out and do a lot of things. But Jose Quintana's pitched very well. They have some sort of devil magic. I don't know what it is, but Jose Quintana's pitched well. They don't have a deep pitching staff, but they can kill a team. I think the Cardinals Phillies one is the one I have the toughest time with, just like with the Rays and Guardians one. I feel like these two teams are so evenly matched, and it's, coincidentally that 3-6 matchup, because the central teams are just not, they're just not as good as these, top dogs in the East and West. But I think the Cardinals are marginally better than the Phillies, and I think they'll be favored to beat the Phillies. And I think that is because they're a better team. I'm going to go with the Cardinals because they're favored. Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to go with the Cardinals because their favorite is a really stupid statement.
Yeah, but like, fair enough. Actually, yeah, kind of is. All right, you're going to want to clip this one, James, right? 4-5, Mets, Padres. Give me the Padres in 2 games. They're going to beat Scherzer. The Mets will pitch DeGrom, and they'll beat DeGrom because the Mets won't be able to score. The Mets are absolutely fucking owned by Darvish. And then they'll get owned by Musgrove. Like, this is not.
I think that they would hit Musgrove well. It's Snell that I'd be worried about.
Snell, whatever. It doesn't matter.
Because, like, the Mets don't hit lefties.
Doesn't matter. They're still going to lose in 2 games. All right. Clip this one, whatever. All right. Cardinals, Phillies. I like the Phillies more because they have Nola and Wheeler. Cardinals are probably a slightly better team. But just due to the pitching matchups, I'm going to go with the Phillies.
So I'm, for the same reason, going to take the Phillies. I think the Cardinals, I was told earlier that they're going to start Jose Quintana in game one.
I mean, it's either that or Jordan Montgomery. It's kind of like –
or Mainwright or Michaelis.
Those are all such mid – like, they're
like
good.
They have four – they have four three starters.
They have four three starters. That's actually kind of hilarious. They have four three starters. Like, that's, they're not bad. It's just, like, they don't really match up with Wheeler or Nola.
But they're all better than Ranger Suarez.
According to Bill James' top 10 pitcher, by the way.
So anyways, the Cardinals definitely have the advantage on offense. But the Phillies, like, there are no slashes at the plate. You've got Harper, you've got Kyle Schwarber,
Hoskins,
Realmuto. This is a very, very, very good team. And so for that reason, I'm gonna take the Phillies. A little bias in there as well. Three, because I fucking hate the Cardinals. Three games, Phillies, and then Mets. I'm going to take the Mets over the Padres. I think it's a 3-game series. I think the Mets win game one, low-scoring games, Scherzer versus Darvish. And then I think in game two, the Mets then go Bassett or DeGrom, either way. I think teams – I know we were talking about this earlier. I think teams should go one. They put their ace in game one and then put their second best pitcher in game three, especially if they win game one.
Well, the Mets' plan is going to be Scherzer game one, but Scherzer's not a typical two starter.
Well, even if you're looking at, like, yeah, Scherzer's an ace. He's a top five pitcher in the league. So even if
top seven.
Okay, either way, whatever. He's not your typical number two starter. Yeah. He's the best number two starter in the league, other than maybe Wheeler and Nola.
Frankie Montas.
Absolutely not. So you look at that. That, like, strategy, maybe they'll go with it. We saw it in 2020. I know a couple teams did that.
What teams did that?
Jays did that. The Jays, they did Shoemaker, right, in game one, and they put Hinjin Ryu in game two, right? Yes, no?
Yeah, they did.
Well, that was, they did some weird shit.
That was really
and
stupid.
Then they got fucking
they got absolutely shit on.
They got beat, like, 10-1 in game one.
So they got fucking slutted out. That's the
But the difference is, like, they put in fucking Matt Shoemaker, like you said, in game one, whereas the Mets would be putting Max Scherzer. This is a very big difference here. And then in that case, you could save DeGrom for game one of the NLDS in LA, you know, if they swept them, which is the possibility, but the Padres are really good. The Padres probably have the two best players in the series, at least position players.
Yeah. I mean, the Mets, like, I don't really like the Mets in the playoffs. They don't hit a lot of home runs.
Really like the Mets in the playoffs. Their starting pitching is so good.
Yeah, but like their starting pitching is good.
Then obviously, like, if you're going Scherzer, maybe he'll give you 7. That's probably a decent ask for him against an offense like the Padres. And then you can go Diaz for the next 2 and you win that game.
But if you can't score runs, then what's the difference?
You win 3-0. It's fine.
But if you can't score 3 runs, I don't know if the Mets can score 3 runs.
I like the Mets to beat the Padres, but I don't like the Mets to beat the Dodgers.
And then we'll move on now.
Yeah, I guess
to we'll that. So
let's
then
move on to the AL.
Yeah, so in the AL, it's Houston versus the winner of Seattle and Toronto, depending on who we picked. I think we all picked Seattle.
Yeah.
No,
yeah, I picked Seattle. No, I went with Seattle.
Okay. And then we picked the Guardians, you picked the Rays against the Yankees. And then in the NL, it's the Dodgers versus the winner of the Mets and Padres. We picked the Mets, Jack picked the Padres. And then it's the Phillies Cardinals versus the Braves. And so we'll start with the AL. We'll start with the 1-4-5. Houston?
Yeah.
Houston, yeah.
I think the Mariners can make it interesting, but it feels going to be like the Astros tend to face off against this young upstart team kind of every single year.
And you know, it never works out for the
2018, the Guardians, they weren't young, I guess, but you know, it's like this, ooh, the Guardians, they had they weren't really upstart either. They're good by then. But like 2019, who they played? The Rays? They played the Rays when they were like, they finally got good. 2020, that Oakland team, when they finally won the division, they beat the shit out of them. The White Sox, they beat the ever-loving fuck out of the White Sox. I'm not going to fall for the trap again.
Oh, that was last year with the White Sox, right? With 2021, the ALDS, right?
Yeah.
They beat the shit out of them. So, I don't think they'll beat the shit out of the Mariners. I think this will be a 4-5
It'll be like a Rays, like basically like the 2019 Rays here.
Yeah, very similar to that. It's going to come down to Game 5 in Houston, where the Astros will then beat the shit out of whoever they start in Game 5.
I mean, definitely. The Astros are well-equipped. I mean, Game 1, you go Verlander. Game 2, you go Valdez. Game 3, McCullers. And Game 4, Javier. I don't think there's a...
Or Kitty.
Or it's Javier.
Yes, I would rather die than pick Kitty over Javier.
So, wait, you know. Fine. It's not that serious.
You put, it is that serious. It is that serious. All
right, you put those four guys. I don't think there's another rotation in the league that can compete with that.
Yankees could.
Absolutely.
They literally
Yankees could if things go right for them, but if things go right for them is not a good enough argument for me.
What are you going to do? Fucking Nestor Cortez against
Framber Valdez? Yes.
All right. No.
Valdez is a better pitcher, but it's not
so
insane.
Much better.
Nestor's really good. Cole is better than Verlander.
Verlander's better than Cole.
No, he's not.
Time out. Wait. Why is Verlander better than Cole if Nestor has a lower ERA than Framber?
Yeah, what's up?
Framber's.
Oh, because you like Framber?
Yes,
like
exactly.
Okay, that's fair. No, he's Dominican. That's a good answer. That's a good answer. I respect it.
And then, you know, Frankie
Severino
Montes,
wipes their three starter. I'm sorry.
Montes is not starting because he's hurt.
Okay, so even then.
Severino is starting.
I have cancer. He sucks.
Bruh, that needs to be clipped right now.
I said this before. I just don't like the guy.
Why? Why don't you like? Because he's a cancer
he's
survivor.
Played on an NL Central team.
So, Trey Mancini's playing an AL East team. What the fuck? And the Astros.
Time on. I will say this: if Trey Mancini hits a home run, like a big home run in the playoffs, I would fucking hate Trey Mancini for the rest of my life.
How are you going to say this, but then you hate Deshaun Watson so much, even though he was on your team?
What? How is that comparable? Deshaun Watson.
No, I'm saying it's like the opposite, like a cancer survivor and a. Rapist.
Yeah, no, I would say, but I wouldn't hate him on like a personal level. I would hate
this is a cancer survivor. This is a rapist.
No. I think you okay. Yeah, I know how it sounds when I say I hate a player, but like I hate like facing Jose Altuve, but I don't hate Jose Altuve. Like if Jose Altuve went up to, I was like, I had a chance to meet Jose Altuve. I'd be like, holy shit, I just met Jose Altuve. Shake his hand, be like, oh my god, you're Jose Altuve. They do a trick. Yeah. I'm 5'8". I'm 5'8", man. I'm 5'8", dude. Come on. Like,
all the
driver's license. I'm 5'8", dude.
He
I'm 5'8".
Driver's license. He just showed you a permit.
I have 5'8". Wait, that has my address on it. I can't be doing that. But I'm 5'8". I'm 5'8".
I'll
can clarify. I'm
5'8". Talk to me.
Huh?
Next time you tweet something on MLB Nerds that I don't like, I'm just going to put the address under there.
I don't tweet on MLB Nerds, so. Oh wait, James! Oh my God, I didn't hear you. That's
I also put in the group chat, so Ryan.
Oh, but yeah, that's Ryan, okay. That's a lot
loud right now.
Oh okay, but what were we? Oh, Astros beat the Mariners, yeah, and then we all agree there, or Blue Jays, or the fuck you picked. And then for the other side, the Yankees versus
Yankees Guardians could be a really good series.
Yankees in three.
I wouldn't pick them in three.
I wouldn't pick them either.
I wouldn't pick anyone in three. I don't like picking sweeps.
I think you could very reasonably make the argument that the Dodgers are going to sweep whoever they play.
Yeah.
Like that's
no.
In three, I wouldn't be that crazy against. Although I do think the Mets are going to beat them. Anyways, we're gonna get to that later. Yankees Guardians. I love the Guardians. They're so much fun. They'll slap singles all day. Kwan, Rosario, Jimenez. That's all they do. And then they've got the one guy, Ramirez, who just hits fucking nukes.
He also slaps the ball around.
He does slap the ball around, but he slaps the ball around and hits nukes. Which
he's gorgeous. like in a batted ball style. Like he doesn't strike out. He walks a lot. He pulls the ball in the air.
Do you have a problem with that, James?
Yes.
Yeah. Is there an issue with my love for Jose Ramirez's ability to walk when he strikes out and pull the ball in the air ridiculously, so he hits home runs on balls he doesn't barrel consistently, which is ridiculous. Like, come on, dude.
Okay. So, anyways, I think that could be a fun series because
I think it could be. Yeah.
I think the Guardians starting pitching is really good.
I think it'll be pretty fun too when the Yankees sweeps.
I would.
Like, I think Bieber matches up well with Cole. I know that didn't end well in 2020, but
so why is it gonna end better now?
Because the Guardians are better than they were.
Oh, so it's one game sample. Come on, Jack. Come on, we don't do one game samples.
I'm gonna use my one game sample size.
We don't do one game samples.
But Tristan McKenzie is so much better than whoever the Guardians are pitching. What was it, Trevor Bauer? And this Trevor Bauer wasn't even on.
Trevor Bauer was also.
They pitched Carlos Carrasco, and Carrasco was good that year, but kind of he was like McKenzie that year. He had a good ERA, but his peripherals weren't elite. But McKenzie could pitch deeper into games. I trust McKenzie to go like seven shutty, kind of situation. Sure. I don't trust Carrasco to do that. So
yeah, I guess
people say seven shutty. All right, James, do you think Yankees or Guardians?
Yankees in five.
If it goes to five, I don't think I'll be around. I think all my Frank.
I mean, Jack, it's a team wins two out of five games against your team. It's not, it's super likely. Like these happen all the time.
What do you have, Ryan, and how many
games? If it was the Yankees Rays, I would go, I think I'd go Yankees in five because I think they'd split at home, split in Tampa, and then the Yankees would win that last game, something like that.
Me?
Yeah.
For Rays, Yankees?
No, for Guardians. You picked the Guardians.
No, I picked the fucking Yankees.
No, against the Rays.
Guardians, Rays.
Didn't you pick the Guardians over the Rays? So then, what do you
mean? Why'd you say Rays? Yankees in
three.
Okay, Yankees in three. Okay. There we go. Okay.
ALCS. Oh, no, I'm LDS. LDS. Forgot about that.
LDS. All right. Dodgers, Mets, Dodgers. And
no, you have Padres, remember?
Padres.
You can't even say Padres, the Padres.
Padres, Dodgers.
You don't even believe that.
Dodgers in three.
Yeah, I would have the Dodgers sweeping the Padres if I picked them, but I picked the Mets because I'm not an idiot.
I'm going to go Mets. I'm going to go Mets.
What?
I'm joking. You know, I'm joking. Come on.
James, Brian, don't worry. I'm not really offended.
Mets in five.
James, okay.
Mets will be in the Dodgers somehow.
Pitching.
The Mets beat the Dodgers. I'll go to a Mets game and I'll do the chop.
Dude, the 2021 Dodgers lost to the 2021 Braves. Like, I don't know why you're shocked.
Chop at a Mets game if the Mets beat the Dodgers.
Okay. So what'd you pick?
No, I'll do it in a Mets. I'll do it in a Freddie Freeman jersey because it'll be pretty cheap.
Okay, Mets in five, and then Padres get swept by a Dodgers attack, right?
What?
You picked Mets in five, James, and then you picked, Jack, you picked Padres losing three, sweep.
Yeah, Mets, Dodgers.
What do you have, Mets, Dodgers?
I would go Dodgers in five. I think it's another five-game series. I think that's going to be a good – I think that'd be one of the best series. I wish it could be an NLCS, but it can't be because the Mets decided to do what they did in the weekend, which is – disgraceful to the sport of baseball, but you know.
I mean, all you had to do was one game.
We would not be able to record. I'd have my fucking fist through my computer screen if I was a Mets fan and I saw that
series. Maven TV. The ones remember the hoodie Maven TV. Shout out.
And then the other NLDS matchup. You guys have the Phillies and the Braves. So you gotta go first.
Phillies, Braves.
I just want to clarify, Jack is doing the chop. So Jack
Braves in three.
You're just picking
the chop, ironically.
Dude, okay, right? I know the chop is so sick when they have the whole
it is not. They could have done it.
What I tell you.
No, we were talking about this yesterday with like the flashlights. I didn't agree. Like this, it's so sick.
I didn't agree, but like, come on.
The problem is, it's the asterisk is when you remove the overtly racist thing when around you it.
Okay, take that out of the equation.
Like, you really can't.
I know you
can't. It's like
it would be cool like if it wasn't like that. Like if it
wasn't racist or whatever.
What if they like this way? Go up instead of down.
Like this?
I mean, yeah.
Why did you just do that?
Because that's what it looks like.
Ryan is jacking off on fucking podcast.
No, I'm not. That is not. You see, that's weirder than if I said, "Oh, Jack is just doing the chop." Yeah, like I think everyone interpret as ironic. I think most people assume you're not racist. I hope.
Surprise.
Okay. Well, anyways, I don't know. Is it worse to be racist or gay?
All right, that needs to be cut out. That needs to be cut out.
Joke.
Yes, but it needs to be cut out.
Anyways, I will be picking the Braves to beat the Cardinals because not the Cardinals. because the Braves are a better team. The Cardinals are fucking losers when they have to play actually.
Cardinals are the way.
They're not losers, but yeah, they're the Braves would win.
I think Phillies. I was saying this: Phillies in five over the Braves. It's not like I don't know. The Braves are the better team, but I don't like them. And the Phillies have better pitching. Even though the Braves pitching staff is so overrated. Like everybody's like, you know, it's as good as the Mets. I don't it's not.
Nobody thinks
no one has ever said maybe Braves fans have probably said
Braves
that.
Fans
no
are one actually like
no,
racist.
I'm seeing like a good amount of people saying that the Braves have a better pitching staff than the Mets.
Who are the good people?
Braves country is just like the Confederacy in 1962. Like that 1862. Fuck. But yeah, that's Braves country is hysterically racist. Like, I'm sorry, but
like I know Strider's great and Fried is great and Morton has good playoff stats, but like I don't know.
Got out. This is the Cardinals under the lights. Ready? Off the lights. Turn off the lights. Here we go. Turn off the lights. Turn off.
You're talking way too much like an MLB Twitter user for like my own, like your own good right
now.
I'm
in person with James doing this shit, by the way. I'm just saying.
That's fair. That's fair.
And
that's
it
fair.
Worse.
I know. That's what I'm just saying.
That's
okay. Fair. Anyways.
I'm also not chronically online, to be fair, like Ryan, but whatever. Continue.
I could be chronically online, all right? What else am I going to fucking do? I'm in the middle of nowhere, New York, dude. Come on. Like, what? Oh.
Don't be chronically online and make friends. I don't know.
I have friends.
You say that as if people didn't know you live in New York?
No, I know, but I'm like, I was almost said exactly where I was. So, like, you know.
I could say it.
Yeah, you could say it. Yeah, fuck. No, bro. I mean, address. Like almost just like set yellow.
Oh, okay, Ryan, let me click something after the play. Hold on. Let me.
But no, but like, you know, like there's some chronic. Also, I lost my Twitter account for 2 weeks. You know, my David Cohn follow. You know what I'm saying? Dude, you're not, you can try to find my address, but you're not like, come on.
Where is Binghamton?
Scroll out. Zoom out.
Is that like, I have friends. I have
no, he doesn't have it on.
Yeah.
What? My Snap location?
Yeah.
Dude, I would never turn that on. Come on. I have, dude, my Twitter username. Oh, I shouldn't have said that.
Or where you're at.
Mine's always on. So, look, I'm alone in New York.
You're alone in New York with me.
Dude, New York is.
Be alone.
You see, you're in New York. I'm in, like, not, like, it's New York State.
I love this.
I'm at the corner of
let's maybe
all right. Moving on to the ALCS. Houston, New York again. I have, which really sucks. I really wish I picked Cleveland, but
yeah, I'm gonna take the fuck. You know, I'm taking the Yankees in five. The Yankees are gonna win the World Series. I don't give a fuck. The Yankees are gonna win it all. Yankees in five. The Astros aren't doing jack shit.
You see,
yeah, me yourself, James. I'm literally here to fuck it. Yankees are going all the way. All right?
James said the Guardians would be a fun matchup, but the Astros would just rail the fuck out of the Guardians. Like it would be like a 4-game sweep. Like the run differential would be crazy. Like they would. Shane Bieber would just get taken behind. Like Yordan Alvarez would make Shane Bieber's bitch. Like it would be ugly.
The sex analogy, taking the alley or something like that. I don't know.
Nah, dude, he would
have some like weird little sexual things going on with these players that he's always talking about.
No, he would just take him behind the shed and just go. Oh, that's weird.
Hold on, like
that is weird.
Like what?
Like rape him or kill him?
Behind the shed and kick his ass or something. I don't know, man. Oh,
that was so unnecessary, Ryan.
Anyways, if the Yankees played the Astros in the ALCS, it would be malpractice for me to ever pick a team that has a general manager that is willing to put Aroldis Chapman on the playoff roster over a team.
You know that as the manager normally picks a playoff roster, right?
Yeah, they play a part of that. They play a part in that. Don't they? You don't think a general man? You don't think a guy? You don't think general managers have to play a part in
it? The general manager.
No, but they put a factor. They put the roster. They put
like the Boone.
Yes, the
you know what I'm saying. You don't think Cashman has a role in who goes?
Oh, no, Boone. We're Boone talking about the.
I'm talking about Cashman. I'm not.
Yes,
talking about
we're agreeing Boone. With you. Okay. I'm agreeing with you. I'm not agreeing with James.
Okay. Point is, a team that is going to consider putting a role as Chapman on the postseason roster, a team that plays IKF instead of Oswald Peraza, a team that has consistently shown that they're incapable of optimizing their lineup in the way that's necessary, is not going to win a playoff series against a team, an organization that just wins so much like the Astros in recent memory. It would be malpractice. It would go against everything good about society for me to pick the Yankees. I'm a Yankee fan. I love the team. Great guys on the team, except for Chapman and Herman and, you know, some other questionable figures. But they are just not going to beat the Astros in a, like 100 times out of 100, they probably lose 60 times. So I'm picking the Astros. So
Houston and six. Yeah.
Houston and six. No, the Yankees.
Six. I think six is a good number. Yeah. Houston and six.
Get the fuck out of here.
The Yankees will win the World Series. If Oswald Peraza starts in game one of the ALDS at shortstop, they're winning the World Series.
Okay.
Yeah. If he doesn't, they're losing in the ALDS.
I think he will, but that's just my
opinion. No, you're believing in, remember when he first came up, they're like, oh no, he's only getting a day off because he just got here or just to get, you know, no, it's because the team is stupid as fuck. Like, that's why they're stupid. That's why they're stupid. Only a more like 29 organizations would play Oswald Peraza over Isaiah Kiner-Falefa. The only organization that would not is the New York Yankees. That tells you enough about their player. And, you know, they are just so stuck in their own fucking ways. They have their head so far up their own ass. It's incredible. But going on to the NLCS.
NLCS Dodgers versus the Braves. Ready? You guys ready for this? Ready? Ready?
Need the flashlight.
You ready?
Okay, I'll do it with you guys. Hold on. You want me to talk my lights?
Ryan's doing the chop. He's smiling. He's smiling with Jerry Blevins. He's doing the chop. He's smiling.
Are we all picking them? Oh, wait. I guess James.
I'm not. I don't even have them.
I got you. Hold on. No, I don't know if this is copyright. Is it copyright?
That's over the Phillies in six or seven.
Wait. Oh, the Mets. I forget to even have the Braves in the NLCS. Are you going to play it?
I can.
Hold on. I can do it really quick. Hold on. I have it like up here.
I have a speaker. Hold on. I have a speaker.
We're not going to play the chop, right? We got to stop.
Okay.
A little bit racist. All right.
Anyways.
All right.
I'm recording in the dark now, but that's okay.
Dodgers in six.
Yeah, I'm going to pick the Dodgers. So, games? Yeah. In four.
I already said it. I have Mets over Phillies in six.
Mets, Phillies, NLCS should actually be such a W.
I think that would be such a fun series.
I get free speed tickets in the City Field. It would be so elite.
I'd come back to New York. Actually, I wouldn't.
If you did, I'd be able to get you.
But Mets Phillies, six game series, Mets win. Phillies have good pitching. Mets have better pitching.
Yeah, Mets Phillies. If the Mets were playing the Phillies, which is just not going to happen, I would take the Mets pitch something. So
that'd be such
the thing problem. That is highly improbable. Like every outcome in the playoffs being highly improbable is not going to happen.
One hell of a thing. Said any time any team could win it.
No, that's what I'm saying. No. I'm making fun of Jack, James. I'm making fun of Jack.
I'm making fun of Jack.
Yeah, I agree with James in the sense that not that Phillies are going to make it, but that anything can happen and it's not out of the ordinary. Like, I think picking the playoffs is like it's Russian roulette, dude. You're picking, you know, it's really random.
Yeah, I mean, Dodgers to lose in the first round, like
that could happen, but that could happen. It's five games. Dodgers could have five bad games. I mean, that 2019 Dodgers team, that team was fucking loaded, dude. That team was stacked. That team was really good. They just did five games. To the Nationals.
The lights now.
Did he turn the lights off?
I can't.
Ryan chokes under pressure. He can't be under the lights.
What? Okay. You know what? Fuck you guys.
Damn, Ryan. You like
that? Lights. Suck my balls. Suck my balls.
Okay.
Anyways.
All right. We got a World Series. I got Yankees, Dodgers.
I think I have Mets, Astros.
I have Astros Dodgers. I picked the Dodgers in five, by the way, to be
Mets Braves. Astros. My current pick is Mets Astros. I'm gonna stick with my preseason pick. Astros in seven.
All right. We got Dodgers Yankees. This one's an obvious one. Dodgers. Fuck you. No.
The Yankees went on this. You told us the Yankees
are winning the World Series. Winning the World Series. I will be at the parade. Yankees in six and they're winning the World Series.
Okay. I'm going to be – so the Astros would lose to – when the Astros would lose to an NL East team, but they're playing an NL West team. So I'm picking the Dodgers. Yeah, I'm picking the – fuck that. I'm picking the Dodgers. Six games. The Dodgers are going to get revenge on the Astros. It'll be a narrative. Dodgers fans will be a little annoying about it. It's whatever. They're really good, so who cares? I don't really care. They're in the National League.
The Dodgers fans get to be annoying. Like, they deserve
it. Yeah. I know, but like I don't care because they're a National League team. It's like a Dodgers fan's like, fuck the Yankees. Like, I don't care. You know, if I could pick a team that's really good to win the World Series, I want the Dodgers to win it. I don't care what the Dodgers do.
And for shits and gigs, let's do World Series MVP. I'll take Aaron Judge.
Who did I pick to win? Houston.
Aaron Judge.
Altuve.
You know, it'd be really funny. I know that's gonna be cliche. Joey Gallo.
MVP would be so.
I really hope that Altuve walks off the Yankees again. That would be so sick.
Okay. I mean, I've already numbed to the pain. So, I mean,
yeah, I would not get remotely moved.
I would just I have a balcony. Like, I would jump. I would consider jumping off the balcony, but I wouldn't jump off the balcony. Like, in 2019, I would jump off that balcony.
Pick someone else. What if it was like Tucker this time?
No, but see, Astros, the same thing. Like, you know,
okay, fine.
I will say this: if the Rays beat the Yankees, Jose
Ramirez hitting the Lindor grand slam off the foul pole.
Remember what happened in the World Series game?
Only
that game they won.
Yeah, I know, but only this time it's just for the win.
What? I will say this: if like the Rays were to walk off the Yankees, like a walk off home run, game four at the Trop, I would throw myself off my balcony. Like that'd be it. I would stop. I would.
I don't think so. I think I just would become like a plumber. Like I would give up my career in sports media.
Yeah, I'm done at that point, dude. I'm gone. Yeah. I'm not dealing with it.
Or I become a football fan.
Whatever. I'm rooting heavily. I would rather lose to the Guardians than the Rays. So the last team I want to lose to is the Rays or the Blue Jays. Blue Rays or Blue Jays, both those fan base. Like the Astros, they've already. The Astros already own us.
And I'd be
Astros. So they already own us. We also would mean we made the ALCS. If we lost the Guardians or Rays, you'd be naked.
Also, it would be like, oh well, the Astros. Like no one would sit back and be like, really wow, what a disappointing seat. Like no, like how do I put it? Yankee fans would be disappointed. I'd be disappointed, but like, how do I put it? Last year was like everyone could dunk on the Yankees because they fell short of expectations. If the Yankees lost to the Astros, people would be like, yeah, the Cole thing too. That just sucked all around. But like, if
fucking rocked
because he was really pitching.
He gave up three runs in two and a third innings. Like he got pulled early. Like he really didn't have time to even get rocked. He didn't really have time to even get rocked. So because he got pulled early.
Enough runs that they lost the game off of him.
Okay. I mean, he still got a better post in the array than Verlander and Scherzer and DeGrom and whoever the fuck you want to bring up. Like,
he did it all in Houston.
Is there a single starter who has a like more innings pitched in cold or lower postseason ERA in October right now?
Probably Charlie Morton.
No, he doesn't have more innings. Does not have more innings. Does not have more innings. Like more volume and a better ERA.
Old than.
But Charlie Morton didn't really become a playoff guy until 2018 or 2017, right? So let me and Cole had some playoff runs beforehand. Do you not? Because the Pirates were decent. The Pirates are okay, or, you know, early in his tenure.
Kyle Hendricks.
No.
Kyle Hendricks is not in the playoffs right now. Because there's definitely someone in the league.
Oh, you mean in the playoffs right now?
Yeah, because like Mad Bum would be the answer, right? Wouldn't Mad Bum be the answer off rip?
Yeah, probably.
So Cole, let me see. Because Morton is a 3.35 ERA, so that's automatically worse than Cole's in the postseason. So
what's Cole?
2.98, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. I'll double check right now, but I think it's sub-3.
What about
or is it lower than that?
What other teams have old pitchers that like Jose Quintana is old, but he didn't play. Wainwright might maybe.
Oh, Wainwright.
Check
maybe. I don't know.
Wainwright has so many innings that he might have like an inflated ERA.
You said innings and not innings. I just want to clarify that.
I definitely said innings.
Nobody. No. I've really never heard
innings. Innings. It sounds so similar. Who cares? You guys are just, you know, it doesn't really matter. Like
I did say innings earlier.
Do you think the integrity of the podcast will die the second I keep talking?
The integrity of the podcast dies when turning a chop. But.
Yeah, like we just, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we've done. There's more questionable things have gone, you know.
Yeah, so we're fine.
So Wainwright. No, wait, hold on. 2.83. What is Cole at? So he has more volume. Does he have a better postseason ERA?
Wainwright? Yeah.
He might have a better postseason ERA, but the adjusted ERA might be better for Cole. That might be the stat.
All right, you're just like trying to do narrative.
No, I'm just saying. No, but I'm just saying.
Wainwright, I proved your point wrong.
Huh?
Is that what we're saying?
No, I just forgot about Wainwright. Yeah, I forgot about Wainwright. Yeah, 2.93. Wainwright's the guy. But Wainwright, I think, has a worse adjust, but it doesn't really matter. Doesn't care. You know, Verlander. I'm just saying, like, he might. I said he might. I wasn't 100% sure, but I said he might.
Me using Sierra to prove Cole.
I said adjusted ERA. That's Sierra. I don't think
that's a better playoff pitcher than Mad Bum.
That was a hilarious narrative.
That was a hilarious.
It was the take of the MLB's career.
No, but I think
the Edwin Diaz side.
That was elite. No. That was such a good take.
Adjusted ERA isn't a nerd stat. It's just ERA adjusting for the league, the context of the league. Like 2006.
Context of the league is total nerd shit.
Of the league. Okay, but how do I put it? You can't compare the 2006 offensive situation to the 2019 offense.
Run score environment.
You can't because they're not the same. You can compare it, but you're not. What are you going to find? You're going to find 2019.
All right. This is a dumb argument saying anywhere. So I think we should wrap it up here.
Give me a one. Give me the player, the Randy Arozarena of 2020.
Randy Rosarena of 2022. It's going to be Oswald Peraza. Oswald Peraza.
That's such a good Cabrera
mean,
might be.
Like, and I don't mean like he needs to be some young, unknown player. Yes, I mean, still like
Oswald Peraza.
I'm going to go. No, Oswaldo Cabrera, dude. Come on, man. Like, get on the fucking hype train. Oswaldo Cabrera is cool. Oswaldo Cabrera on the.
No bias.
Dude, the ALDS.
That's more biased than us. I just am allowed to be biased because the playoffs are a crapshoot. So but it's I not don't, like it's not like a serious thing. Fair, it's like playoffs are a crapshoot, so I can just be biased.
If the Cubs were in the playoffs, I'd probably be doing the same thing.
Yes, you, I know you would. You wouldn't.
It would be, I'm going to pick a non-Yankee, too. It'd be worse. I'll pick a non-Yankee. Fair? Yeah?
No, not fair. I'm taking.
No, I'm going to pick one as well. I'm going
to pick Kwan.
Kwan's a good one. I like Kwan. So. You know who I think it'll be? If it's not Cabrera. So I'm going to go with...
Bryson Stott.
I don't... That's not a... I can see it. I think Lars Nootbaar has like the name. Lars Nootbaar could be it. Could be Lars Nootbaar.
Okay. I'll give you a few. And I'm just throwing names out there. So if they go like 0 for 27, doesn't mean anything. I said Stephen Kwan. Who's very good, by the way. I'm not like...
Nobody thinks he's bad.
But you said unknown, right? Is unknown
not,
like...
It doesn't need to be unknown. That's not the point. I'm just saying who's the best player in the playoffs.
No, I thought you said unknown. I thought... I don't know if I maybe misheard.
No, I meant... I said it doesn't have to be something unknown.
Okay, okay, okay.
But, and gotcha. I think like J-Rod will have a great postseason.
Ooh, that's a good pick. I don't know if he's going to get far enough.
J-Rod is going to get pretty far, I think. What did I just do?
No, I mean, like, far enough is like, do you think he's like, you think the Astros are going to beat the Mariners? So it's going to be tough for you to have that Randy Rosa postseason if you don't get to an ALCS or World Series, right? You know, just because you're going to only play like 7 games, right? Some guys will have like 10, 12, 13, 14. So, you know, trying to think. Jeremy Pena. Jeremy Pena might go on a run. He's going to have the volume most likely. The Astros are good. Like,
Jeremy Pena is more of a defensive guy to me.
Yeah, but hasn't he had a good month in September, if I'm not mistaken?
Maybe. Bo Bichette went crazy in September.
Bo Bichette might have a monster pro season.
I don't know. Like,
he's very swing happy, so you never know.
And then how about someone who's going to choke in the playoffs?
Choke in the playoffs? Justin Verlander. Right there.
No, because he has to get to the World Series will choke. I picked the Astros to lose the World Series. So, yeah, he'll, like, get his shit rocked again in the postseason. In the World Series, and, you know, cost him. I mean, I'll go with – I think – okay, I have – if I were to pick every team's, like, reason they would lose, like, if I would, like, say the Yankees, like, I think, like, Nestor would maybe get shelled in the start, and that would cost the Yankees, like, a playoff series. And they would, like – I think if you look at Cole, Nestor, and Severino, the one I'm most scared about getting shelled is Nestor because he has the – you know – I trust the other two a little bit more to be like 12 strikeouts, 6 innings, 1 or 2 runs. You know, Nestor is more like I'm a little worried against like the Astros. I feel like
Nestor would get shelled by Houston.
Yeah, that's what I'm scared about. You know, Houston matchup. No, I'm saying out of the three starters that, you know, you look at as the Yankees' big three guys, who's the one who has the like, who's like, the guy? Who are the guys who go on strikeouts?
Severino went out there and just like threw 8 shutout against Houston, but I would be surprised if Nestor did it.
Yeah, I don't think Nestor's going to be given that same length that, you know, Cole's going to be given. I think
I think the Yankees probably trust Severino more than Cortez.
Maybe, yeah. I wouldn't be shocked by that. I don't dislike Cortez.
I hate the Yankees, but like I do trust Severino in the playoffs, and I don't know if I trust Cortez. Just as a guy like Severino's, you know, been there, done that more so than than Cortez has.
Also, just stuff wise, I mean, I'm going to take the guy who's sitting like 97 since coming back from the IL and throws a wicked fucking slider, you know, over, you know, at Cortez is really, I don't want to downplay Cortez's season, but you know,
fair enough.
Kind of, you know.
Well, I mean, like Cortez is more of like, he had a really, really nice first half, and the second half, he's kind of been a little worse.
That's a lie.
He had a good second half. He just wasn't as, he had a good, isn't his second half ERA the same as his first?
Yeah, it's
might be better.
For him having like a 1.5 ERA.
It was like in April, in June, he had a really bad month. June was his really shit month. He got like,
it's like all these things, this happens a lot with me where
July kind of melds.
This happens the most in baseball. I saw a video about this, but like a bad stretch or a good stretch in the middle of your, at the very beginning of the season can kind of change the narrative about you for the rest of the year.
I don't disagree with that.
What?
I said I don't disagree with that at all.
Because, like, think about the guy that they used when I was watching that video. I think it was a TikTok, but was Marcus Semien. who actually ended up having a really solid year.
Yeah, 5.6 ROA or something like
that. Yeah, he had just a horrible first 2 months of the year. And so everyone's like, oh, he kind of sucked this year. But if you go back and look, like Marcus Semien had a really, really nice year.
He's probably going to get shit as being the worst contract of the two, but he's probably the better contract of the two, at least for first
result. I would 100% agree with that. It's a shorter contract. I think he put up a better season, right?
Yeah, Cortez had a better ERA. His ERA in the second half was 2.15, so half a run lower.
What was it in April and May?
In April and May, it was sub-2. And then in September and October, he put up a 1.3.
That's what I'm thinking, because yeah, just that middle stretch, like June, July wasn't great. Right?
June was really bad. June was really bad. And then July was good. August was okay. And then September was remarkable. And his strikeouts were down in – I think his strikeouts were down the second half, but his walks were down also, so strikeouts and walk rate stayed the same. It was a weird – he was a weird pitcher this year because he was – I thought he was going to get, like, packed up in June, and then he pitched better in the second half, so it was kind of weird. Kind of quietly became the team's ace or the best pitcher on the team in terms of, like, production. But I don't know. I'm going to be bullish on Cortez until I see, like – how it works against facing the Astros maybe two times in a series, right? And that second start, right? You're pitching a second game.
Second start would scare me if I was a Yankees fan.
Yeah, because that's a game 6, game 7, you know, and that's the biggest start of his life. You know, that's the Astros lineup, right?
Well, I don't know what the schedule is. Like, when is CS game 1 as opposed to DS game 5? Like, is it 2 days after, 3 days? Like, how much rest are these pitchers getting
right
in the series? And so then how could you line up your starters? I know I could figure this out really easily. Let me just look. So game 5 of the AL, you get 1 day. So it's they play Monday, Tuesday off, play Wednesday, if they go to game 5. So then, you know, the Yankees are lining up. You go game 1, Cole, game 2, Severino, I'd assume, right? And then game 3... Cortez, right? And then game four, are you going back to Cole or are you going with Taillon?
For what? The CS?
DS.
For DS, I would go Cortez game 1, Cole game 2, Severino game 3, Cortez game 4, Cole game 5. Because it's game 1, off day, game 2, off day, game 3, game 4. So Cortez goes on normal rest. And if I'm going to trust anyone on short rest, it's Cole.
You have an off day in between game 1 and game 2.
Yeah, it's weird. The schedule, but you don't have an off. Yeah, you don't have an off day between game 5, 6, and 7. The ALCS, so you get a travel day, and then you play game. You don't get a travel day between game 5 and game 6.
Yeah, this is so stupid. Why do you have a game 1? The way that they used to do it, and I don't know if this is going to be permanent because of
the lockout
series or whatever. But the way that they used to do it makes so much sense. You play 2, you get an off day. You travel that day. You play 2, you travel, you get 1.
Yeah,
like it makes more sense that way. But you know, it really is what it is.
I think, and at the end of the day, if the Yankees want to win that DS, you want to win game 5, you put Gerrit Cole on that mound on short rest over Cortez on short rest. So if the Yankees want to win the American League division, it's another thing. The Yankees have to prove to me they know what the fuck they're doing. If you put Cole on that mound in game 1 and take him out of the equation for game 5, you're an idiot. Like, you're just stupid. If you just need 3 starters for the ALDS, for the American League Division Series, you only need 3 starters. If you do it right, if you do it the way you should do it, you only need 3 starters, and you're going to optimize your chance to win.
Like, Houston could use 4, and they'd be fine.
Right, but Taillon should not be starting a game in the American League Division
Series. I agree with you. Taillon, I wouldn't trust, whereas Javier, I would.
Yeah, and even then, Javier, you can do Javier to, like, Hunter Brown or something like that. The Yankees don't have Taillon to Herman. That's just not better than just going Cole, Severino, Cortez on regular rest, and then giving Cole the short rest day. That's why you signed Gerrit Cole, so you could throw him out on short rest in the game 5. That's the whole point of having him around. If
the Rays can probably go 4 with McClanahan, Springs, Rasmussen, and Glasnow.
Yeah, and Glasnow's going to – I know Glasnow's not going to go 6 innings. They don't have him stretched out like that.
I go 5.
Yeah, but it's a scheduled bullpen day.
The Mets would feel about going 4. Would they give Walker the ball?
I think, the Mets are a team where, like, you should go, hey, Scherzer, DeGrom, or in the ALDS, if you can. Scherzer, DeGrom. Bassett, Scherzer game 4, DeGrom game 5, because teams, or you know what, switch it, go DeGrom game 1, Scherzer game 2, so you have Scherzer on short rest. Point is, no team in games 4 and 5, if you're the Yankees, if you're the Mets, even the Astros, if you had this dominant 1-2, there's no reason in games 4 and game 5, when the season matters the most, when it comes down to it, your season's on the fucking line. Why the two guys who have done it for you all year, the two guys who you've invested a lot of money in or invested a lot of stock in as an organization, should not be on that mound. If I see Tyon on that mound in game 4 starting, the Yankees mismanaged their postseason. If you want to tell me, Cole can't go on short rest, why? Yes, he can. Yes, he can. Cole can go on short rest. That's why Cole's here. Cole will tell you can go on short rest. You don't give me that bullshit, and right?
I don't care what they can tell you.
They've done it before. Game 5, I think they did it in 2020, right? 2020 they did it, right? That was game short rest, game 5, and it worked.
That's what he's saying right now is game 5.
Like, my point is, teams got to be smart about this.
Yeah, I think we should wrap it up here.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, that's going to do it for this episode of the Driving the Left Field podcast. Like we saw, please give us a 5-star rating whatever platform you're listening to. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at @LMNerds. Follow James on Twitter at @JamesValentinez at your own risk. Follow Ryan on Twitter at @RyanGarciaESM.
No, follow Ryan at your own risk.
Yeah, also.
Yeah, that's fair. Don't turn on your notifications if you follow me.
No, please don't.
No, we were going to make a bet on this. Next time we have to bet something between us two, you, Ryan, you still have to put the peg thing in your bio. You never did that.
What thing? For what?
What? We'll see. It's been a deep dive in the left field, and we'll see you in the next episode.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.